This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention, Dermatology, and Skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. According to the Journal of American Medical Association, 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in this lifetime. One person dies of melanoma every hour, but this statistic can be prevented with early detection. May was the start of a month-long campaign for the awareness of melanoma, the most serious form of skin cancer. Dermatology Associates of Wisconsin and Forefront Dermatology is helping to spread awareness of the deadly disease by educating the general public about both prevention and early detection. Here today with us is Dr. Peter Katz, an expert in skin health. He will be providing tips on what to do during these upcoming hot summer months to prevent skin cancer and reverse the damage that has already been done. Dr. Katz, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks a lot for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
And the pleasure, certainly ours, certainly looking forward to the information that you're planning to give us today. So first of all, how did you get started in the field of medicine, and what made you choose dermatology?
Well, you know, actually, I initially wasn't going to be going into medicine. When I went to college, my dad was actually a dermatologist, and he saw the field of medicine changing, and he said not to go into medicine. I didn't. I went into business just like he advised me to. I took my first year of finance and business classes and decided that wasn't for me. So after about after my first year, I switched majors to pre-med without telling them. And then, you know, once I got to the final stages, applied to medical school. And when I did, you know, it was because I had seen my dad growing up in medicine, and dermatology seemed to be an obvious choice. My brother actually also was in dermatology, and he was the one who started about 10 years ago Forefront Dermatology and Dermatology Associates of Wisconsin.
What differentiates Dermatology Associates of Wisconsin from other dermatology practices in the region?
Well, I think the biggest thing is access to care. Hands down, that's the biggest difference. You know, a lot of dermatologists across the country are booked out 3 months or more, and that makes them feel secure. But what our biggest tenet is that we want you to be able to come in when you have a spot that you're worried about for skin cancer or a rash that's driving you crazy. You don't want to wait 3 months. You want to get in tomorrow, today, you know, the next day, but not waiting 3 months. So that's our biggest thing. When we get full, when we have a doctor that's booking out, you know, more than a few weeks, we'll get another doctor. We'll keep that access to care. And the second thing that I think is the biggest thing that makes us different is we have a centralized support services that are located in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, that service all of our about 60 locations now across the Midwest and into Kentucky. And the way that it helps us out is it's a centralized call center that patients always have access to anytime, you know, during the work days and the work week, and we on call all weekend. And a lot of multi-specialty and hospital groups will also have similar systems to this, but this is a single practice dermatology only group, and it's started by a dermatologist, run by dermatologists, and every aspect of our business is overseen by practicing doctors, dermatologists who make the decisions in the best interests of our patients, the best interests of our physicians, and we don't have to deal with that hospital bureaucracy that goes on in a lot of cases. And ultimately what it comes down to is it's the best for our patient care to be able to direct that.
Of course, it is Skin Cancer Prevention and Detection Month. Can you provide some tips that our listeners can do to better prepare themselves for the summer months ahead and not to be a candidate of skin cancer in the future?
Well, of course, you know, it's best they put that prevention first, because that's the biggest thing. Sun protection is the biggest thing. Sun protective clothing. They have UPF clothing. UPF 50 is a universal protection factor of clothing that's available now, and that's going to be your best prevention. Wearing that, they're lighter than your typical clothing, but they also block out the sun more effectively than your typical clothing. Sunscreens are the most important thing that you can do when you're not wearing sun protective clothing or avoiding the sun. Reapplying every hour and a half to 2 hours is the most important part of that. The sunscreens break down after about an hour and a half to 2 hours. They're only about 25% effective as what they were when you started when you initially put that on. And so, you know, that's just the way they work. And if you're not reapplying at 2 hours, you're not protecting yourself, especially in those peak hours of the day, which are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., when we recommend that you seek shade or avoid the sun whenever possible. And I always recommend my patients to find a sunblock that's SPF 70 or greater. And I know a lot of people will tell you, cite the literature that says SPF 30 or greater, but there's new studies that show we don't get an SPF 30 when we put an SPF 30 on because we just don't put enough on. And no one does, including myself. It's just not comfortable to put that thick of a layer on that they do when they do the studies. So an SPF 70 gets you about an SPF 35 when you put it on in a comfortable in the comfortable amount. And again, reapplying that every hour and a half. And then the other thing is, you know, detection of skin cancers once they arise. A lot of times they pop up as just a scaly red spot that's not going away or healing up, or a red bleeding spot that isn't healing up over 3 or 4 weeks. And whenever you notice something like that, that might be one of the most common kinds of skin cancer, which are basal cell and squamous cell carcinomas. And detection of melanoma, of course, is one of the most important things. And I think we'll talk in a little bit about the ABCDs of melanoma in just a couple minutes. But detection is key. And if you ever notice something that's new or bleeding, not healing up over 3 or 4 weeks, come in and see the dermatologist, because it could be something that, you know, could spread to the lymph nodes and elsewhere.
Certainly great information there today. We are with Dr. Peter Katz, a board-certified dermatologist at Dermatology Associates of Wisconsin, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention. Dermatology and Skincare Channel is a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Katz, if you stayed out in the sun too long as a child or even young adult, can you reverse the damage that has already been done?
Well, you can and you can't. You can't reverse the damage that was done to the DNA, because what happens is ultraviolet rays, when you get a sunburn, that's because ultraviolet rays have damaged the DNA of your skin cells to the point where they die off, and that's what sunburn is. A lot of the other skin cells that are left with some damaged DNA, and that's permanent. But what you can do is prevent more damage from happening as you get older, as we talked about with the sunscreens and sun avoidance. There are a few things that you can do to reverse the signs, the outward appearance that was related to your sun damage, such as fine lines and wrinkles, and some of the sunspots, those brown spots that you'll notice in really sun-damaged areas of skin, with chemical peels, with, you know, tretinoin, which is a cream that can help rebuild collagen with those fine lines and wrinkles and smooth in some of those sunspots. But, again, it doesn't reverse the damage that was done to the DNA. So anyone with a history of, you know, 5 blistering or peeling sunburns or more is going to be at increased risk for melanoma or other kinds of skin cancers for the rest of their life.
I read that melanoma is the worst kind of skin cancer. What causes this, and is there any way to detect melanoma?
Well, melanoma has a lot of different factors that play into it. The sun is a big part of it, but it's not the only part. Genetics plays a definite role. Family history of melanoma puts someone at a significantly increased risk for melanoma. Sun damage is the major, the biggest risk factor that we can control. You know, like I said before, 5 or more peeling sunburns put you at that risk. Your genetics, also, you know, having fair skin, people with lots of moles, 50 or more moles, puts you at higher risk. So if you have 50 or more moles, it's best to get those checked out at the very least for a baseline to make sure that there aren't ones that you need to watch or need to be biopsied. But you're right, melanoma is the worst kind of skin cancer. we're just coming out with some treatments that are starting to be able to show some promise in treating it. But once a melanoma has spread, there are very few things that we can do for it, and the average life expectancy after a melanoma that's spread to lymph nodes or elsewhere is less than 5 years for most people. You know, detecting them when they're in the early stage, before they've invaded down 1 millimeter or more, allows us to have a 97% cure rate by just excising those with a simple excision, stitches, and you're done. But you got to catch it early to catch it in that stage.
Most certainly. And for our dads that are listening in with Father's Day coming up, do you have any special advice for those dads concerned with their overall skin health?
Sure. Well, you know, fathers have about the same risk of skin cancers as everyone else, of course. But there's a few different things that we think about. One of the biggest things is those dads that are starting to lose a little bit of hair on top. Wearing a hat when you're outside is absolutely the best thing that you can do if you're starting to lose a little bit of that hair like most of us are. Patients that come in that have had hair loss for several years and they're 60, 70 years old now, and even younger than that, 40 or 50 years old, they'll come in with sometimes dozens of precancers or skin cancers on the top of their head because they've been burned so many times. So getting the sunscreen on top of the head, wearing a hat when you're outside, even if you're just starting to thin, is really important. And there's a few other skin conditions that affect fathers. You know, the razor burn that you get on the neck, it's called pseudofolliculitis barbae. Using a single blade razor can help to reduce that, and shaving with the grain is also a very helpful thing for that in prevention.
And if the listeners are in your area, would like to visit your practice, does your practice accept insurance?
Absolutely, yes. Most of our patients are actually insured, and we accept Medicare and Medicaid in most of our practices. Most insurances, only a few require referrals. We're very available and accept just about any insurance.
And if folks are in the region, where can patients get more information online, and how can they be in touch?
All right. If you want to get in touch with our practice and get a little bit more information about our practice, forefrontdermatology.com or dermwisconsin.com. That's www.dermwisconsin or forefrontdermatology.com if you're outside of Wisconsin. And a great resource for skin cancer prevention and detection is www.skincancer.org, which is the website of the Skin Cancer Foundation, and it's a great resource.
Well, Dr. Katz, it certainly has been good to have had you. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on this and sharing this valuable information with us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Peter Katz, a board-certified dermatologist at Dermatology Associates of Wisconsin, who is knowledgeable in the latest treatment protocols for skin diseases and conditions. And once again, the websites of reference is dermwisconsin.com as well as forefrontdermatology.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention, Dermatology, and Skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.